Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
What you're about to hear is really an extremely creepy, creepy, creepy phone call. As only could be made with Lori Daybell on the other line. This is the jail phone call between Lori Vallow Daybell and her sister Summer Shiflett. While Lori was in the Madison County Jail, it took place June 24th of 2020. Take a listen to this and tell me that Lori shouldn't be facing the death penalty.
Not good. How are you?
Not good.
I don't know what to say.
Do you not want to talk?
I'm willing to listen if you want to talk to me. I just don't know what to say.
I don't know what anybody knows. I've been in isolation for 2 weeks, so I don't know anything that's going on. I haven't talked to anyone.
Well, they know that they felt tightly buried in a pet cemetery and ditching buried on Jeff's backyard. And we don't understand how that happened or why.
Talk about it.
do. Lori, if you let that happen to them and didn't tell us and lived with me in the ground like a piece of trash, then I don't know you, because you would have never done anything like that.
That's correct.
And if you knew and didn't tell us, that's not okay. Even if we love them, we would have taken them. We would have taken care of them. You could have gone home and done anything you wanted.
That's what you think?
I don't know what to think. None of us do. You haven't told us anything. We believed you. We stood up for you.
I cannot. I would love to.
You cut me and Mom off for 4 months and told everyone not to trust us because we tell Adam. And now we find this out and you expect me to just keep going on faith when there's been zero explanation, and you expect me to just keep believing without ever having a question?
I don't say that.
That is what you're saying. Either explain it or don't expect me to not be upset and doubt you when the kids are on Chad's property. I'm okay. I love them with all my heart. I would have taken Tylee and JJ in a heartbeat, and everybody else would have too. You know that. If they were in any danger.
I have no idea what happened.
You're right. Nobody does, because you said nothing.
Because everybody sees what's on TV.
That has nothing to do with TV. This is when you're in my conversations before you left and cut me off. And now you expect me to be there for you, and you were going to abandon me. And if you weren't in jail, you wouldn't even be talking to me, and we wouldn't even know they were dead still.
This is your opinion.
Yes. I deserve more than that. I've been there for you like a rock, and I went on TV and defended you. I've done everything to defend you, and I still would right now if you would tell me the truth.
I would love to.
Well, then.
I would love to.
You didn't want to in October, November, December, January, or February when you weren't in jail. Why didn't you tell us then? What? You didn't call me when Alex died, which now I'm glad he's gone if he was a part of this, but you didn't call to tell me Alex died or that your kids are gone? Nothing? You don't think that's going to cause pain throughout our entire family?
That's never my intent.
Well,
you don't think I'm in pain?
No, I don't. I think you were dancing on the beach, having a great time, getting married. And you took pictures to prove your kids don't deserve a burial, but you need to get wedding pictures? You don't think that's upsetting?
Nobody knows. I'm sorry, honey.
Then nobody knows except for you and the Lord.
Yeah, ask him.
I have. And guess what? I don't have one scripture that says it's okay for children to be thrown away like garbage in the ground. And that's okay. There is nothing in the scriptures that is godly about hurting a child. Nothing. And they deserve a proper burial with family that loves them at the least. I can't support that. That's hurtful to everyone. That's the most selfish, incredibly selfish thing I can think of. I can't think of anything worse. I don't understand. I don't understand. This is not my Lolo that I've known and loved. I've never even seen you be upset with your kids. I went to bat for you and said that to everyone.
I never have been upset with them. I never have been.
How can you just go on without them, without any upsetness, and without telling us anything, and then expect us to understand?
Nobody knows in the world. Nobody in the world knows what I've been through. And I don't expect you to. All you've seen is what's on TV.
No, that's not
what he says. And all the influences of all the people around.
Okay, so now I'm deceived.
No. Everyone in the world is deceived except for you.
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying that. I'm saying nobody's seen me on the floor crying. Nobody knows what I've been through. With my children that I love more than anything.
Lori.
Mine.
You are dancing on a beach with a smile on your face taking wedding photos.
Yeah, months later.
You don't
trying
think...
to go on with life, trying to be happy, trying to find some kind of happiness. You think I want to be alone?
Do you think that your mother and your sister and your son don't deserve to know that the children are gone? Why wouldn't you call and tell us that? Why were we cut off? You saying you want to go on and be happy? You're just going to be happy without your family and your life until you're stuck in jail and I'm the only one stupid enough to be your friend when I've been your best supporter, Lori. I've loved you my whole life. I still do. I can't bear to think anything bad about you. It hurts me. I don't want to see you in jail. I don't want you to be there. I don't want people to misunderstand. If you would tell me the truth, I would stand up for you for the rest of time. You know that I would.
I know you would.
But there is nothing okay about this. Nothing.
I know.
If you think it's okay, well, you have greatly been deceived if you
nothing
think
is
it's okay.
Nothing about this is okay. Nothing about this is okay,
Lori,
Summer.
We have all read the scriptures. I know you've told me about a lot of your spiritual experiences. You know I'm trying to support you in all of them. But I am telling you, because I love you with all my heart, please consider that Chad has lied and been deceived, and that you have been deceived, and that this is not what you think it is. There's nothing okay about killing children. Nothing. And even if you didn't kill them, and Chad didn't kill them, and Alex didn't kill them, you threw them away like garbage in the ground. You, Tylee's both are burned. You, I can't handle
going in that.
And threw her in a pet cemetery. You know that's so degrading. How could you let them do that? I don't understand. It's so painful, I can't even tell you. I don't know what else to say, but please consider that you have been deceived. That is not Christ-like. There's nothing good in that. There's nothing good in that. That's not a test for you. They were innocent, and they were loved, and they didn't deserve to be treated that way.
And who loved them their whole life and took care of them their whole life?
So why would you let me be buried that way?
I didn't.
Well, then come up with an explanation publicly.
Can you think of anyone more evil than that? I mean, this is a mother talking about her own children that way. And a lot of very interesting things that she let slip in that phone call when talking about the trip to Hawaii, saying, well, that was months ago. I was trying to move on with my life. At the time, when she was trying to move on with her life, there was a nationwide search for her children going on. And she's dancing on the beach. But hey, they took the death penalty off the table for her. Maybe it can still be played out in prison. You don't see it all that often in women's penitentiaries, but I have a feeling she may not last all that long.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
It's going to be amazing. If she does survive in prison, I don't see it happening. I don't see it happening. Just how disgusting that woman is. We'll have the full courtroom audio for you when we get it from the court right here. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of it. My name is Tony Bruschi.
stay with us and take a shower after listening to that. God.